And I'm Elsa Chang in Los Angeles. In late April, Florida was seeing fewer than 1,000 daily cases of COVID-19. And as the state prepared to enter its first phase of reopening, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis met with President Trump at the White House to talk about the state's progress at containing the virus.
Everyone in the media was saying Florida was going to be like New York or Italy, and that has not happened.
Well, yesterday, Florida reported a staggering 15,000 positive coronavirus cases. That's thousands more than the daily peaks seen even in Italy or New York at the height of their outbreaks. Hospitals in Florida are now struggling, both with shortages of ICU beds and shortages of the people needed to staff those beds. Jackson Memorial Hospital is the largest in South Florida, where the state's epidemic is now the most severe. Dr. David J. De La Certa is the director of medical ICU there. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me in the show.
So tell me, how is your hospital currently handling this surge? I mean, were you at all prepared for these numbers?
I mean, we didn't expect this to be so rapidly increasing the number of cases. So yeah, we are preparing in the sense like we are trying to change some of our ICUs that were not being used as a COVID, now we will be transferred to COVID units. So it's not like we had 100 beds ready to be used for COVID patients. It's we have to move these patients that were non-COVID patients to a different facility so we can accommodate more COVID patients.
So as you were moving patients around to different ICU units to free up beds, I mean, are you confident at this point that you will have enough beds and enough trained staff for those beds to handle this new influx of patients?
I am really worried. We continue to see the influx we've seen in the last few days. We are going to reach our capacity by the end of the week.
Wow. So what kind of help would you like to see from either the state government or the federal government at this point to help you with that capacity?
The things that we've seen right now is one issue is the staff, especially nurses, are tired and they are just burned out. So we are getting 100 nurses, hopefully in the next week. We already got 30 of those 100 nurses. We are going to need more nurses for sure. For the physicians, what we're trying to do is following similar models that did in New York, meaning that we're getting more help from other colleagues like dermatologists, urologists, and other colleagues are actually coming to the hospital and trying to help out. And then at the end, you know, is the convention center in Miami Beach is now, there has hospital beds. So I think we will be transferring patients soon.
And these patients that you're seeing in the ICUs today, are you noticing any differences from the COVID patients you were seeing just 2 months ago?
Yes, they're younger patients. Age last time was probably around 65. Now it's our average age is between 25 to 35, 45 years old.
Oh my.
But that's why big change. Much younger patients, yeah. Pretty much healthy, not really major past medical history. And also they get sicker more than the previous time.
And when you say sicker, what does that look like? Can you describe specifically what sicker when it comes to the coronavirus seems like?
Yes. So when I mean to sicker is the use of the amount of oxygen this patient required to keep a saturation, meaning the amount of oxygen in the blood is much higher than the previous patients. Second is the blood pressure is being low. So we have to use a lot of medications to actually bring the blood pressure to a normal level. So it's one, the use of medications to keep the blood pressure high, and second, the amount of oxygen these patients are requiring, which is more than last time.
I mean, this is troubling. These are otherwise quite healthy individuals, no pre-existing conditions for the most part, as far as you can tell, who are actually getting sicker.
That is exactly my major concern. Young patients with no past medical history getting sicker.
I mean, you have been on the front lines for months now, battling the coronavirus. Can you talk about how the last several months have been for you personally?
So we are working many hours. I think at least 3 times more than we working in the past. So it's a big toll to our families. I don't get to see my kids that often. The burnout that we see in our ICUs is really high. So we're trying our best as a team to manage this, but it's pretty high. Also, we would like to see more community support, you know, in the sense like when you go out, people being wearing masks and so forth. And sometimes you don't see this here in Miami, unfortunately. So it's also the frustration of seeing the community don't do it their part.
Dr. David J. De La Certa is the director of medical ICU at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Thank you very much for joining us and good luck to you.
Thank you very much for the invite. It was really a pleasure to join.